Hey, welcome back to Sunday Primer. This morning, as we open God's Word, my prayer is that the Lord would begin to prime our hearts as we come before the Lord as the body of Christ in maybe just a few hours. Maybe we're getting ready, we're driving to church, we're listening to this with the family. My prayer is that we would begin thinking upon the Lord and priming our heart to come before Him as the body of Christ. This morning, I want to look at Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 through 16. It says this: "Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in every way as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in time of need." And these verses, these few verses in Hebrews, were reminded of this incredible gift that we as followers of Christ have in Jesus Christ, in our high priest, as it says. And unlike in the Old Testament with human priests who could only offer sacrifices for others, on behalf of others, Jesus entered the world representing us before God. And that right there should well up within us an incredible gratitude and an incredible joy knowing that truth, yes? We know at the cross, He said that His work is finished. It is complete. And He made the ultimate and the perfect sacrifice for our sins once and for all. It's not an annual ritual that we have to do any longer. Praise the Lord. But He made the perfect sacrifice for our sins. And what makes this passage in Hebrews 4 even more personal for you and for me is the reminder that Jesus understands us deeply. I think it's incredible in this passage that it talks about He was tempted in every single way that you and I are. He faced temptation, He faced pain, He faced weariness, yet He remained sinless. Which means not only can He empathize with us, but He can also provide strength and comfort that we need to overcome our struggles. Because of this, we are invited to approach God's throne. We are invited to come before Him. That's incredible. And it's not a throne that we're stepping in front of condemnation or judgment, but it says that it's a throne of grace, a throne of mercy. And so when life feels overwhelming, maybe in seasons for you and your family, as it does in seasons for me and my family, or maybe you're just burdened by guilt that you have or fear over a situation, we know that we can come confidently before the throne of grace, and we will find mercy and grace there for every need. And so this morning, can we take comfort in knowing that Christ Jesus is interceding on behalf of us between you and I and the Father? And can we hold firmly to the faith that we have in Christ, knowing that Jesus, He understands our struggles, He understands our pain, He understands what we're going through, and He's made a way for us to approach God freely? So I want to ask us, what do we need to bring to the throne of grace this morning? As we boldly come before the Lord, as we gather here in just a few hours, even as a congregation, to make much of the name of Jesus, what do we need to bring before the throne of grace today? To lay it at Jesus' feet, humbly submit ourselves before Him. Let me pray for us this morning as we close this podcast. Father, we thank You for Your Son, Jesus, the great high priest. And Lord, it gives us incredible comfort to know that Jesus understands what we are going through because he has been tempted. He has been tried just like us. You know our weaknesses personally. You know our struggles personally. And yet, even with knowing those, you still invite us to come to you with confidence, knowing that you will always meet us with mercy and grace. And so, Lord, right now, even this morning, we bring our struggles to you. Maybe these are things that we don't always know how to handle on our own or grasp on our own. But we thank you that at the throne of grace is where we can lay them all down. So, Lord, I pray that you'd strengthen our faith this morning. Lord, would you help us hold on to you in the middle of life's storms and in the middle of life's ebbs and flows. But God, we thank you for being faithful, for being always present, always good. And this morning we fix our attention and our eyes upon you. We pray this in the powerful, holy name of Jesus Christ. Amen.